You almost had the election police after you. Next in line is Harry A. Rice.
First guy.
This is the live broadcast of Candidates Night at the Knights of Columbus on K1037.
We're going to all get Harry Rice. Mother is Kathy Rice. My dad's Paul Rice. I'm sure everybody in the room knows who I am. I was asked by a couple of friends to put my name in, my foot in the door, so to speak, on running for council. One of the key things that my friend asked me to, he said, talk about something that you're passionate about. I am passionate about a lot of things, soccer being one, but I'm not going to talk about soccer tonight. I'm passionate about our language, especially the Gwinnett Auto School. My kids went there. I know a lot of your kids went there. And they're struggling. Really, really struggling. We have to fundraise for our kids to learn our language. There's something wrong with that. I believe that there should be funding for our kids, not our adults. I'm all for all the big, the other programs. My daughter's 21 years old. She's in the Redenuidats program. I love that. For our little kids to speak our language, their parents have to fundraise. Where is the money for them, for those kids to go to school? I don't understand. So that's what I'm talking, why I'm standing up. And I want to speak for all those little kids. Another subject that came up is the Gunawaga Fire Department. The fire department has been instrumental. It's helped probably everybody in this room at one time or another, whether it be a fire to your house or bringing your grandma, your grandpa, or yourself to the hospital. We are there, I say, on the verge of losing everything that we have at the fire department. We need the funding, and we need the men and women to go back to the Gunawaga Fire Department. Our fire department is a volunteer fire department, and we can't, it can't be like that anymore. We have to pay our people who are putting their lives on the line for us. We have to start paying them. I will talk about sports in general, but not soccer as a specific. We need new facilities. I love that Chase the Ace is trying to make a new facility for an indoor facility for all sports, but we also need a second ice surface. We need a swimming pool. We need a running track, an indoor running track. All these things, I think that we can come together as Ungwehuna and pull true, especially for our kids. Everything that we do, we Bobby said that the reason why she wakes up is for her daughter. It's for our kids. I'm standing here. I want to fight for my kids. I want to fight for your kids. And I want to fight for the future generations' kids. I'm Harry Rice. I thank you for, I'm humbled by the support that I already have. And closing, I'm going to lighten it up a little bit because I almost start crying. On Monday after the elections, if I don't get in, well, I know just about everybody how you like your meat sliced. So I'll see you there.
That was pretty funny, Harry. Next is Clinton Phillips.
You're listening to the live broadcast of Candidates Night at the Knights of Columbus on K1037 and online at K103radio.com.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Clinton Phillips. My father is Kenneth Phillips. His parents were John and Charlotte Phillips. My mother is Teresa LeClaire Phillips, whose mother and father were Angus and Evelyn LeClaire Phillips. Angus and Evelyn LeClaire. I was born into the Bear Clan. So I guess a lot of you are looking at me and saying, hey, what the heck? I don't blame you. I made a speech on K103 several months back announcing that I would not be seeking re-election. And I think I need to discuss a little bit about that. I won't take too much of my 5 minutes. I don't want to spend that much time talking about my health issues. But if you want to know more, I will be on K103 next week with Luann on Tuesday. I'll touch up on it further then. Or if you want to ask me yourselves at any time, I have no problem sharing. So about a year ago, I started to really feel unwell. And I guess people who have serious ailments can relate to what I'm about to say. Around December, I started to think like I didn't have a chance to continue doing the work that I truly love doing, which is working for these people. And being as sick as I was, there was no way I could honestly stand in front of the people of Ganawage and ask you to support me for 3 more years doing this job when I knew darn well I couldn't give 50% of myself to it, let alone 100%. So how could I therefore ask you to support me? I couldn't do it. I announced that I would be retiring from politics, and that's where that went. Long story really short, the Royal Vic found out what was wrong with me through different exams, and they started me on treatments. I had several intravenous treatments, oral medication. I'm fine. I'm back to my old me. I feel great. Now I can look at you and with a good conscience say I'm ready to give 100% of myself and look for your support that way. I'd like to just talk about a few things that I'm very happy about that what happened over this past term. You all know currently I hold the lands portfolio, which is a huge portfolio. I say it every chance I get to really pat the people on the back who work at lands, because you really don't have to worry about the best interests of your property, of Ganawage lands in general, whether it be Ganawage or up in Jowarodo. These people live, sleep, and eat lands issues. So everything that they do on a daily basis is for the people of Ganawage and for the betterment of all of us. So I'm very pleased with my staff at the lands department. More recently, we're going through a land use planning. We're able to secure funding to bring different issues up and discuss. We had a conference with community members, stakeholders, if you will. And a lot of ideas and direction have come from that planning. There are several issues in regards to lands that have been problems and hurdles that we have to jump through for decades and decades and decades, i.e. Undivided interest. Undivided interest, for those of you who don't know, is a result of the Indian Act and the CP system. When somebody passes away and does not leave a will, that property and home get divided by X amount of people. Next of kins. So over the years, we have so much acreage that is held hostage, I guess, because of this problem that we face. So we're working diligently with Indian Affairs right now. I am, Kasanawe talked about the KCR table. I am on that table. Gus represents membership. I bring forth the lands issues. So we have two sectoral meetings, lands and issues, every month with the federal government to try to iron out the problems in both membership and lands. And these are some of the problems that we face at the lands table. And as Gus said, things don't happen very quickly with the federal government or the Quebec government, for that matter, as Chief Kirby has just mentioned. But nevertheless, we are there fighting and forging through. Another big issue in the community, what we're doing right now, is I'm very happy to announce or remind people, rather, that the Recreation Bay project has been something that we've been discussing for quite some time. It's going to happen. The reality of the dollars that we're able to get allocated from funding sources in Ottawa to do the feasibility study. Don't forget, we're dealing with federal regulations. It's not ours, so we do have to play by their rules. I apologize. I guess I spoke too much about my health issues. I have to go. I'll be on K103. I just want to say, Nyamago, for all your support you've given me in the past, and I hope I can count on you again next Saturday. Thank you and good night.
Next is Lindsay Jacobs.
You're listening to the live broadcast of Candidates Night on K103.7 here at the Knights of Columbus.
I would just like to start off to say that I am not running in a block. I am running on my own. With that being said, I am Lindsay Jacobs, the last daughter of Melvin Jacobs and Denise Jacobs. I graduated high school 25 years ago, did 1 year of college, and knew it was not for me. I did odd jobs around town until I realized I wanted to get into construction. I did welding, which took me into ironworking, where I graduated second in the class for 361. I did ironworking for a few years until I fell. That caused me to end my career and my dream. I came back home and started doing book work, where I decided that it was time to get my certificate in accounting, and I did. I now work at the Case Populaire in town for the last 8 years. In the last 18 years, I've been on the short-term credit board for the hospital to be accredited. I was on that board for a year and a half. I was on ABC board for 2 terms. The last term, I was chair of the board. I am one of the organizers for the ice racing for the last 5 years. My passion right now is Dreams Take Flight. This is my 4th year working with them, a nonprofit organization where more than 60 children from this community have benefited from this program. And within the last 2 years, we've also brought children from Agwizasne and last year from Wendake. I'm seeking counsel to find out what happens behind those closed doors. The same reason I went work at the Case Populaire. I wanted to know what happened behind those closed doors, to see how they function and how they work as a whole, to give people a better understanding of what goes on. I'm interested in the gaming, because of the new electronic gaming devices that will be coming in as a pilot project for 3 years. I want to know where that $2 million is going to come from, what they're going to do with it. I spoke to a counselor and asked, has council already decided where that money was going to be allotted, or were they just thinking about it? I was told one of the things they were going for was education. I figured, yes. Okay, education is a good place to start. But what about our elders? I was told, and I almost cried when they told me this, there's an elder in this community who lived off of ham for 2 weeks because that's all they could afford. They finally got the person on the food basket. But how many other elders out there are living like that that we don't know about? I think council should allot some of that $2 million, which will be $6 million over 3 years, to the elders. Because if it wasn't for the elders, we would not be here today. And that's who we have to look out for. I understand we have younger generations out there, which is, we should also be looking out for them, but we should also be taking care of our elders. I make no promises on what I can and cannot do in council because I do not know what portfolios I will be receiving and what I will be responsible for. The most I can say to you is that I work for you. And at the end of the day, should I be elected, I will do the best of my ability for whatever portfolios I'm responsible for in order to fill my obligation to the community. Thank you.